The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text 24 through 34, given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in July of 1966 in New York.
Brahma hi vatena gantadvam brahma karma samadhina. This verse we had been discussing in our last meeting about the sacrifice and there are different types of sacrifice recommended according to the different classes of men. There are generally three classes of human beings, those who are under the influence of the modes of goodness, and those who are under the modes of passion. And those who are under the modes of ignorance. The whole Vedic scriptures, they are also divided into three divisions according to these modes of material nature. There are 18 Puranas. Puranas means supplementary to the Vedas. The Vedas, they are written in a very difficult language. But in order to explain them to the ordinary person, there are Puranas, Mahabharat, Ramayana. The Vedic principle is described according to the modes of material nature. There are 18 Puranas. Out of that, 6 Puranas are in the modes of goodness, and the 6 Puranas are in the modes of passion, and 6 Puranas are in the modes of ignorance. So, there are different varieties of sacrifices according to the different class of men. The whole idea of Vedic literature is to give chance to every human being to develop a spiritual consciousness under certain rules and regulations. So, what is applicable to the persons who are in the modes of ignorance, they are not applicable to the persons who are in the modes of goodness. Or those who are in the modes of passion, they are not applicable to the modes of goodness. The gradual process of evolution. Now, just like there are recommendations there of animal sacrifice, there are many different kinds of sacrifice. There is a recommendation of animal sacrifice also in the Vedic literature. And what is that? There is a sort of restriction to the animal eater. Indirectly, it is restriction, but it is sanctioned also by sacrifice in the Vedas. Just like the Vedic principle says that if you want to eat flesh, don't eat flesh and it is not offered in the sacrifice. It is not offered in the sacrifice. Now, those who have been in India, perhaps you have seen the goddess Kali. The goddess Kali, before the goddess Kali, a goat sacrifice is and copper. But the basic principle says that if you want to take place, then you must sacrifice the gold before the goddess Kali, and then you can take. And that prescription is also very difficult, because on the dark moon night, the goat has to be sacrificed, and there are so many paraphernalia, and the mantra, the hymns chanted there, the goat is to whisper within the ear that the man who is sacrificing you, he will be responsible for your life, and for yourself you are going to get the next life as human being without waiting for the evolutionary process. The animals, that there is an evolutionary process that is accepted in Darwin's theory also, anthropomorphism. What is that? Anthropology, yes, not anthropomorphism. Anthropology. Anthropology, there is evolutionary process, so that is accepted in the basic literature also. So, the animal which is sacrificed, he gets immediately his evolutionary process developed, promoted to animal, from animal life to human life. But the man who is offering that sacrifice, he becomes responsible. These are the, therefore, there are so many hints in the basic literature. The whole idea is that by offering sacrifice, the man is restricted from places. Similarly, there are many kinds of sacrifices. They are described here. I think those descriptions may not be very elaborately described, but I give you the idea. Devameva parijagdang yogina paripasate brahmagnava parijagdang jagge naiva upajuhati sutradinindriyani anne samjavagne se juhati sabdadin dishananna indriyagne se juhati. Yagdadana tapakriya yagdadana tapakriya natajyam kattamaya kattabam. This is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that yagda, sacrifice, charity, dana, yagda, dana and tapa. Tapa. Tapa means penance. Now, there are four divisions of human society according to Vedic details. The brahmachari, the grihastha, the vanaprastha and the sannyas. The brahmachari means the student life, more or less, student life. And grihastha means those who are leading family life after the student life. And vanaprastha means retired life. And the sannyas means renounced order. They have no connection with worldly activities. So these are four different stages of human social order. Now, the brahmachari, they are meant for sacrifice, the students. The students are recommended to sacrifice, especially to sacrifice sense gratification. The students are, formerly, they were in the Guru Griha, spiritual master place, and they had to undergo serious types of regulation. So, the brahmachari is expected to go to every householder and beg. There was no system of schooling, there was no system for payment. The spiritual master, the teacher, he did not accept any payment in counseling terms. That was not accepted. Because mostly the Brahmins, they used to become the teacher. So, they were not accepting any salary. The Brahmins had forbidden to accept any service. So, the education was free. To every student, education was free. And village to village, education was free. So, in former days, even 50 years before, I have seen in villages, there was some small school, and all the village boys, they were coming and they are taking education. So education was very much widespread, because education was free in this way. So students were meant to go for begging alms for the teacher. These are some of the regulated principles. Now, that is sacrifice. They sacrifice their labor for the spiritual master, for the teacher. And whatever they got, they surrender to the teacher. And it is said that after cooking, if the teacher asks the student, "My dear boy, you come and take your meal," then he will take. Otherwise, if the teacher forgets to call him one day for his meal, then he should not go and ask the teacher that, "Hey, I am not taking my food, give me my food." Rather, he should starve. So much penance, so much civility. These are called sacrifices. So the student life is meant for sacrifice. They should undergo a training under serious regulations and penances, so that life may be built up for future hope and future spiritual realization. Then the sacrifice is meant for the student life. Similarly, the family life. Those are jagga dana. Dana means charity. The grihastha, those who are living in family life with wife and children, they are expected to give in charity as much as possible. That is also sacrifice. Suppose you are earning $1,000 in a month. So according to Vedic structure, you should give in charity 50% of your income. $500 you should give in charity. And 25% you should spend for your family. And 25%, as you are a family man, you may have it as bank balance, so that in case of emergency you may require it. This is the prescription. Suppose you are earning $1,000 a month, you should give in charity for God's service 50%, and 25% you should spend for your family dependence, and 25% you may have in a bank balance, so that so jagga dana, this is also sacrifice. Sacrifice. So jagga dana and tapa. Tapa. Tapa means penance. So the students are meant for sacrifice, and the grihasthas, the householders, are meant for giving in charity. And so far we are concerned, just like sannyasi, we are meant for tapasya, penance. Oh, we should undergo all kinds of difficulties for spreading the knowledge that we have acquired. That is the process of sannyasi. A sannyasi, a renounced order of man who is in the renounced order of life, his business is that his acquired knowledge, his experienced knowledge, should be distributed to the public. So, according to the Varnasrama Dharma, the brahmachari and the vanaprastha and the sannyasi. Now suppose if there are 100% in a society, 25% students, 25% retired life, and 25% sannyasi, in a renounced order of life. Now, out of 100%, 75% they are engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord. The rest 25% who are grihasthas, they are meant for sacrificing 50% of their income for these 75%. That is the whole program of Varnasrama Dharma. That is a kind of spiritual communism. Spiritual communism. For spiritual advancement of the society, the whole social order is so arranged that 75% of the people, they are engaged in the matter of spiritual advancement of knowledge, and 25% of the population, those who are earning, those who are in a family life, those who have got factories, business and so many things, they should sacrifice 50% of their income for these 75% persons who are engaged in spiritual emancipation. So that is the whole program. Oh, I'm very glad to see. That is the whole program of Varnasrama Dharma. Varna and Ashram. Varna means that you have perhaps heard the caste system in India. That is called Varna. So the caste system which is now going on, that is a vitiated form of caste system. And you have heard in the Bhagavad Gita that Chatur Varna Maya system Gunakarma Vibhaga. This Varna and Ashram is also creation of the Supreme Lord Krishna. That is not man-made. So, how that Varnasrama is created? The Guna Karma Vibhaga. The Guna, as I have already told you, that we are being controlled in three qualities, or three modes of nature. So, anyone, he must be either under the spell of these three qualities. So according to the quality and according to the karma, the varnas are there. I have several times explained to you. So the varna and the ashrama. Ashrama means the brahmachari ashram, the grihastha ashram, the manaprastha ashram and the sannyasa ashram. Ashram, this very word, indicates that it is spiritual. And perhaps most of you know that ashram means ashram, this very word means that this place, just like temple or church, there are so many buildings on the Second Avenue. When you see a church or a temple, you at once understand that this building is meant for spiritual understanding. Similarly, when we call ashram means that and it is a function, is meant for spiritual realization. So all the four classes of social order, the brahmachari, the grihastha, and the manaprastha, and the sannyasa, they are called ashram. Ashram means they are meant for spiritual emancipation. The student is also given instruction so that before entering family life, he gets complete instruction of spiritual life. So that when he enters into family life, he is not just like a cat and dog for sense gratification. They are meant for, although they live with wife and children, they are meant for spiritual emancipation. This is called ashram, grihastha ashram. So that was the idea. The whole program was aiming at spiritual emancipation. Nati vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. Nati vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu durasayaji bahiratha manina. Andha gathandhi dupaniya mana seti satantra urudani baddha. It is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam that Prahlad Maharaj, there is a statement of Prahlad Maharaj before his father was very much materialistic, so he was explaining to his father, my dear father, nati vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. General people, because he was in the materialistic family, his father was a great materialistic, so he is explaining, and he was a great devotee. The son was a great devotee, and the father was a great materialist, and there was a quarrel between father and son. So father questioned, where you have got all this nonsense knowledge of spiritualness? So he was explaining, nati vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu durasayaji bahiratha manina. My dear father, these people, these materialistic people, that means men of your nature, they do not know what is their self-interest. Everyone is very busy for fulfilling his self-interest. But actually he does not know what is his self-interest. The self-interest is Vishnu. So go back to Godhead. That is self-interest. Self-realization, self-interest, and so many things. Everything is meant far, going back to God. That is very important. So Pallava Maharaj says that because people are very much illusioned by this external energy, the material energy is called external energy. Because people are deluded by this external, by the glamour of this external energy, they have forgotten that their self-interest is Vishnu or the Supreme Personality of God. And they are conducting their life, general process of life, in a manner how the andhagathandhai rupanyamana, just like one blind man is leading several other blind men. He is a leader. A blind man has become the leader of several other blind men. So what benefit is there? If the man is blind, how can he lead? That because blind, why blind? Andhagathandhai rupanyamana. Te isatantra urudami baddha. Isatantra means by the laws of God or by the laws of nature, they are bound up tight, hand and feet, and they are trying to get free from the control of the nature. So this struggle for existence is going on. Because they do not know that their self-interest lies in the understanding of his relationship with the Supreme Law. And that is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Svanam janmanavante janavan maga prapadvati. After many births, when a man is actually in full knowledge, he surrenders unto me, the Lord says. That is it. That is the ultimate interest. That is the ultimate knowledge that one should understand his relationship with Vishnu and surrender there. That is, Monam Janmanam Ante, after many births. Janava, who has actually acquired knowledge, he surrenders unto me, the Lord says. Sa Mahatma Sudhullava, but such a great soul is very rare. The surrender soul, a man in Krishna consciousness, a man surrendered to the control of the Supreme Lord, is very rare. So these are instructions we get from Vedic literature. And to come to this point, this surrendering process, that Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samhatma Sudullava, to understand that the Supreme Lord is everything. Whatever is manifested before us, the different varieties of energies of the Supreme Lord, that is also stated in Vishnu Purana. Ekadeshasthitashagne jyotsna vistarina jatha parasya brahmana shakti sarvedam akilam jagat. The Vishnu Purana says that just like fire is situated in one place and distributes its heat and light and illumination from that place, similarly, whatever we are experiencing in this manifested world, they are different energies of the Brahman, Parasa Brahman, Parasa Parabrahma, that means Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna is the Father. So, whole process is, sacrifice means that we have to reach to that point. The whole process of sacrifice, either by yoga system, or by jnana system, or by observing the rules and regulation of the social system, everything is meant for reaching to that point. What is that? Bhavanam janmanam ante jnanavanam to surrender and to the Supreme Personality of God. So, if we are intelligent enough, then we should consider that if I have to do this job after many births, I am getting myself to very much experience, and Lord Krishna says that this is the last point of knowledge, why not accept it immediately? Why not accept immediately? If I have to come to Krishna at the last stage of mature knowledge and surrender unto Him, then Why should I wait for many births? Why should I wait for many births? Let me surrender unto me. Just yesterday night, one of our friends inquired that how long it takes time to have complete Krishna consciousness. So I replied that the Krishna consciousness can take place in a second, and it may not take in thousands of years. Because the point is here, that after all, we have to come to this point, that surrender unto Krishna, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Vasudeva means Krishna. Krishna is everything. And therefore, I surrender unto Him. Some Mahatmas will do it. That person, a great soul, is very rare to be found. Therefore, why not become that great soul immediately by surrender unto Krishna? This is the point. By sacrifice. Sacrifice means we have to come to that point. Now, if that is the point to be achieved at the end, then why not become immediately Jnanavan and surrender unto Krishna? That is my suggestion. Karmani Mjani Karmani Prana Karmani Chapare Atma Sangyo Jugavano Juhati Jnana Dhitite Atma Sangyo. There are different kinds of penances that is called Atma Sangyo. The yogic principle is also another part of Atma Sangyo. Dravya Jagga Sapo Jagga Yoga Jagga Sathapare Sadhaya Jnana Jagga Sathya Sang Sitabhrita. There is Dravya Maya Jagga. Dhabbamaya Jagga means giving in charity. That is called Dhabbamaya Jagga. Jnanamaya Jagga means to engage oneself into the studies of the Vedas very critically, nicely. That is called Jnanamaya Jagga. And those who are controlling the senses, that is called Yogamaya Jagga. So there are different kinds of Jagga. And according to different types of Jagga, there are different types of Yogi also. Each one of them is called yogi. So according to the types of yoga, there are different kinds of yogi. Just like we are trying in the process of transcendental loving service. So we are bhakta yogi. We are called yogi in the devotional service. Of course, we find in the fifth chapter that bhakta yogi is a topmost yogi. Yoginamati sarvesham madgata antarapana suddhavar bhajati jumam sami dhuttatamo mataha. And that is stated by the law that there are different kinds of yogi. But the person who is always under the contemplation of me, he is the highest yogi. Therefore, devotional service, loving devotional service of the Supreme Law, that is the topmost kind of yogi. That is, we find in every word, in every chapter, in every verse of this Bhagavad Gita, that Krishna consciousness, that which we are trying to culture, that is the highest type of yoga. Apane juhati pranam, pranopanam tathapare, pranopanagati niruddhya pranayama prayana, apare nyata ahara prana pranesu juhati. This apane. There are breathing control. There are different kinds of air passing within the body and the yoga system, the controlling. That is also another kind of sacrifice. Sarvapede yoga vidya, yoga khapita kalmasa, yoga system mito bhuja, jānti dhamma sanāham. Now, what is the purpose of this sacrifice? Now it is concluded here. The sarvapede yoga vidya. All these different kinds of yoga, they are meant for diminishing our sinful reaction. Our sinful reaction. Because we are accumulating many sinful reactions in different bodies. So, if we perform sacrifice, if we perform yoga, that process helps us in diminishing our accumulated and sinful reaction. But so far, this Harinama is a kevalam. Oh, this is the easiest and the most, I mean, supreme process, as we have discussed many times, the Lord Chaitanya recommends the Chetadarpana Marjanam. By this, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, by this performance of Sankirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, immediately the dust from the mind is clear. That is recommended. So, in spite of, it is very easy process, it is the supreme process, it's that process, all kinds of other yoga and yoga system. Nāyāṁ lūkā asti ajagyasya kutanyā kurisattam. The Lord says that those who are not performing yoga, they cannot be happy even in this world, in this life, and what to speak of next life. This is the concept. Therefore, we have to perform sacrifice. Nāyāṁ lūkā, I am a lūkā, I am not in this world in which we are at present. That is also become more miserable. At the present moment, people are feeling so much painful in the modern existence, because this process of yoga has been completely, people are engaged, work hard, earn money, and be engaged in sense gratification. This is the whole program at the present moment is going on. That cannot bring any peace and prosperity to the society. We have to perform yoga. That is the natural law. The Lord says, Nāyāṁ lūkasti ajagyasya. Those who are not performing, for them, there is no happiness even in this world, even in this life. And kuta anna kuru sattama, my dear Arjuna, then what to speak of the next life? Next life is still more miserable. Evam bahuda yajna vidita brahmano mukhe karmajan viditan sarvane evam gyata vimuktasi sriyan drabhamaya jagyat jnana jagka parantapa sarvam karma akhilam pato jnane parisamapate. Now Krishna is concluding his different types of yoga. He says that sriyan drabhamaya jagyat jnana jagka parantapa. Jnana jagka. Jnana yoga means, this is Jnana yoga, which we are doing here. We are discussing Bhagavad Gita very scrutinizingly and trying to understand every verse in reference to the Vedic reference. And as far as our logic and argument goes, so this is called Jnana yoga. And Drabhamaya yoga means, just yesterday discussed that in the altar of fire we have to sacrifice clarified butter, grains, or sometimes animal sacrifice. They are called drabhamaya yajna. So Krishna says, sriyam drabhamaya yajna, that drabhamaya, that sacrificing goods or other things in the yajna, from that type of yajna, Sriyan Dhrdhumaya Jagyan Jnana Jagya Parthana. Jnana Jagya, this philosophical discussion, logical discussion of the aim of life from authorized books like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. If we have discussion, this is called Jnanamaya Jagya. With knowledge, Jnanamaya Jagya. So why Jnanamaya Jagya is preferred? Sarva karma akhilam prakto jnani puri samapta. Because after all, we have to acquire that knowledge which will make me a surrendered soul to the Supreme. That Bhavanam Janma Namante Jnanvan Prabhadate. So Jnana also means that to understand our position, to understand what is God, to understand what is our relationship with God, to understand why we are in this material world, and what is our next life, where from we have come, where we have to derive knowledge, you can understand all these things. And when you understand everything, and the path is clear, you can clearly understand that I am the part and parcel of the Supreme. Therefore, my duty is to render transcendental service to the Supreme. That is the highest duty.
yoga.
Has jnana, knowledge, yoga.
So Krishna advises that
jnana yoga, sacrifice. Sacrifice. Now, to understand these things, we have to sacrifice some time, we have to sacrifice some labor, some attention. So these sacrifices are counted more than when we offer sacrifice of goods in the past. That is clearly stated. Now, what is the process of this knowledge? That is also stated by the law. Tadriddhi pranipatena priprasnena sivaya upadakshanti te jnanam jnanina sattva darshina. Now, if you have to acquire knowledge, then first of all, you have to find out a person who has already seen the light. Tattva darshan. Tattva. Tattva means, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, tattva is described, the English translation is absolute truth. That is called tattva. Now, vananti tattva vidas tatyam jadjyanam adnayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti tattva. Now that absolute truth is known in three different phases. What is that? Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So, if first we have to, if we really seeking knowledge, then we have to find out a person who is tattva-darshana, tattva who has understood the absolute truth. Now, the absolute truth is realized in three phases. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. There are certain tattva-vid or the knower of the absolute truth who understands the absolute truth as impersonal Brahma. And there are other knower of the absolute truth who understands the absolute truth as the localized super soul. These are called yogi. And the first mentioned person, they are called jnani. And there are other tattva-vid and knower of the absolute truth who knows the absolute truth as Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. So, either Brahma or Paramatma or Krishna, the Supreme Personality, there is no difference. The same thing, but according to the capacity of the knower, they are, manifested into different stages. We have several times discussed this point, just like to understand the sun. Somebody is studying the sun ray. He is also studying sun. And somebody is studying what is the sun disk. So he is also studying sun. And somebody is trying to enter into the sun planet to see who is there. So everything is the sun. But the person who are studying the sun science, their grade is lower than the person who is trying to understand the sun disk. And their position is lower grade than the person who wants to enter into the sun. So these bhaktas, they are trying to see the sun god within the sun. Just like they want to see Krishna. In the Upanishad we find there is a prayer that the Brahma is praised, "Did you kindly push off your glaring, dazzling glare so that I can really see you." So within the Brahma Jyoti, there is Krishna. So we have to see that. So anyway, either the Brahmavadi or Paramatmavadi or the Bhakta, they are all tattva-vid. They are all transcendental. There is no difference. But as there are three classes in every sphere, so there are three classes in the transcendental field also. So here Bhagavad Gita, the Lord recommends the jnanina tattva darshina. You have to find out a person who is tattva darshi, who has realized the absolute truth, either in Brahma conception or in Paramatma conception or in personality of Godhead conception. Because we have a different taste. The Paramatma, or the Supreme, absolute truth, is also manifested in three phases. Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan. So anyway, either you select
the impersonal Brahma conception of the Absolute Truth, either you select the localized Supreme Soul, Super Soul conception of the Absolute Truth, or you accept the highest, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Matta paratara nanna tasti kinchi dasti sananya. The Lord says that this is the last phase of Absolute Truth, what I have, Krishna. So anyway, we have to, if we want jnana, because the jnanamaya yajna is recommended the highest yajna. So if we actually want jnana, then we have to first of all find out a person who is Tattva Purusha. Just like if you have to purchase gold, you must know where gold is evident. If you go for purchasing gold to a grocer's shop, then it is hopeless. It is not possible. Then you will be cheated. So at least you have to find out the person who has that can be found, just like by culture. That is called sacrifice. Then, if you are actually in search of knowledge, Krishna will help you. Anyway, because he is helping you in everywhere. Ishvara. Sadvasya chaham vidishanya vishwa. This we have discussed this morning. He is always with you. So he understands what kind of knowledge you are in search after. So if we must be sincere that we want to know that Absolute Truth, then you'll find out. Krishna will help you. If you want a Brahmavadi, he'll help you. If you want a Paramatmavadi, then he'll help you. And if you want a devotee, that also help you. So that means you have to first of all search out a person. Krishna recommends that if you want knowledge, then first of all, that is the process, the whole basic process. In the Kathopanishad Upanishad also, it is said that tad-vijñānartham guru-meva avirachet. If you want to understand the transcendental fact, then you have to approach to a spiritual master. Who is spiritual master? Oh, nowadays everyone wants to be spiritual master. Oh, that is also mentioned. Who is spiritual master? Samikani Sutriyam Brahmanistam. You have to approach a spiritual master who is Sutriyam and Brahmanistam. Sutriyam means who has come down from the disciplic succession from the Supreme. Just like we have understood in the fourth chapter, in the beginning of the fourth chapter, Evam Parampara Pratam Evam Rajasai. There is a parampara, there is disciplic succession. So one is coming into that disciplic succession. And by coming from that disciplic succession, he is firmly convinced in the Absolute. He is firmly conversant in the Absolute Truth. He is good. Two qualifications. He must come from that disciplic succession and he must be convinced. Nobody can deviate him from the conviction of the Absolute. Any kind. These two qualifications. Tad-viddhi-pani pātena pari-pushne. The Kathopa Upanishad says, tad-vijñānārthasya guru-meva avirachet. This is a Sanskrit grammatical injunction. When there is a question of imperative, you must, there is a beginning. This form of verb is used, gacchet, then you must go. You don't think that without going to a qualified, bona fide spiritual master you can have. No, that is not possible. Here also, Lord Krishna also recommends, tad-viddhi pranipātena pariprasnena seva. If you want to learn the transcendental fact, then you have to find out a transcendentalist, first of all. That is also recommended in Kathopa Upanishad. In Bhagavata also, it is said, tasmād guruṁ prapadveta jignāsu seva uttama. One who is hankering after the highest type of question. We have got so many questions. We can question the whole day and night, what is the rate of this commodity, what is happening in this political heat, what is going on in China, going on these questions, not these questions. So uttama, one who has become inquisitive in the uttama. Uttama means utgata tava. There's not any question of pertaining to the material world. one who is eager to question about the absolute truth of the spiritual world. He requires a spiritual mind. That's not Guru Tapadrita. The first injunction is that Tasmat Guru Prabhupada, you must submit to a spiritual master. Who is recommended to find out a spiritual master? Tasmat Guru Prabhupada, Jigyasu. Jigyasu means who is inquisitive. What kind of inquisitive? Jigyasu se uttama. What is the ultimate goal of my life? If you have no such view, to inquire what is the ultimate goal of your life, you need not require to search out a spiritual master. Spiritual master is not a somebody. Just like, so many people, they have got a spiritual master, or let me have also some spiritual master. It is not like that. It is the one as a jignasu. One must be very much inquisitive of the transcendental subject matter. He requires a spiritual master. So here also, the Lord says, the tadvidhi, if you want to understand the transcendental subject matter, then you must approach a person, a bona fide spiritual master. And the process is pranipat means full surrender. Pra means prakishta rupena, fully. And nipat means completely becoming a blank slate. Blank. Nobody should approach a bona fide spiritual master just to argue with him and just to with a desire that I shall see what kind of spiritual master. No, this is you. You have to select a spiritual master. My Guru Maharaj, my spiritual master used to say that you have to select a spiritual master not by seeing, but by your ear, but by hearing. You don't select a spiritual master who has got a very good ear or beard or some very beautiful feature. Oh, he's a very good, nice looking. No, you must hear. Tadvidhi panipratena. Suti, the whole process is suti. The Vedas are called suti. The ear has the oral reception. So here, also the same thing recommended by Lord Krishna, that pranipratena. First of all, you have to find out a bona fide spiritual master, and then you should surrender unto him. This is the first process. Pranipratena, pariprasana. Pariprasana means sincere inquiry. Not only surrender, you must be intelligent enough to inquire. not that just when something is hard and there is no question. No, there must be some question. Pariprasnena and sivaya. So, surrender, inquiry and seva, service. We sing this song every day. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat, yasya prasadat nagati tutopi, dhyayam suvam tasya jasasti sannam, bandi gurasri charanaravindam. Yasya, if we actually find a spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master, and if we can make him satisfied by my service, then my path for realization of God is guaranteed. This is the thing. Here. First of all, we have to find out a bona fide spiritual master. Then, by my service, by my surrender, by my questions, if we utilize, then my path for back to Godhead, back to home, is guaranteed. That is the very important verse. Sattvidhi pranipratena pariprasna sivaya upadakshanti te jnanam. That knowledge by which you can go to the point of your self-interest, Vishnu, that knowledge you can realize. Thank you.